Tainus, Perik Dalad, Mishnah Base, 4-2. And now we go to talk about Elohen Ma'amados. These are the Ma'amados. Let me give you the backstory here so you understand it. I can't translate the word Ma'amados literally, but the word Omed means to stand, and Ma'amados are people who are standing by. The idea is that the Tamid and the daily offerings are brought on behalf of the whole of the Jewish people. And the Mishnah actually says it, Lefi Shneimar, the Pasuk says, Saves B'nei Yisrael, every Jew is commanded, V'amart Lehem Es Karbani Lachmi, every Jew must bring the Hashem's daily offering, his food, so to speak, of the Tamid, the daily offerings, morning and afternoon. And the Pasuk goes on to say, Tishmru L'hakriv Li B'mo'ado, everyone has to make sure that they bring it to me in its proper time, which means every Jew, so to speak, has an obligation to bring the Korban Tamid. And the rule is that whenever a person brings an offering, he has to be present for his offering there in the Azar, in the temple courtyard, which would mean that, in theory, every Jew should be present, Shachris and Mincha, for the two Tamidim, brought every single day in the base of Mikdash. But as the Mishnah says, V'chi heich karbono shel adam karev, how can a person bring his Korban, V'hu eino omed al gabav, but he's not present? He can't. So therefore, we have symbolic representatives of Klal Yisrael who are going to be there at the bringing of the Tamid Shel Shachar Bein Arba'im, and this symbolic set of representatives are called the Ma'amad, the people standing by, present at the bringing of the offering. Now, as the Mishnah will go on to say, but I'm not going to get there just yet. Well, I guess I will say right now. Hiskino Nevi'im HaRishonim, the early prophets, this is referring to David HaMelech and Shmuel HaNavi, who adjusted things, that they established Esrim V'Arba Mishmaros. They established 24 Mishmaros. A Mishmar is one of the groups of Kohanim. The Kohanim originally were divided into 8 groups in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, 8 Mishmaros, 4 from Itamar, 4 from Elazar. But here the Mishnah is referring to the time of David HaMelech, the beginning of the Beis HaMikdash, or the eve of the Beis HaMikdash with David HaMelech's time with Shmuel, that the Kohanim would be divided into 24 groups, Kohanim and Levim together, and they would in rotation come for 1 week of the year and do the Avodah. They're in charge. The truth is more than that. Each Mishmar was divided into, according to Bartanura, 7 Batei Av, 7 subgroups, and then each subgroup would represent for the day. So that means, you know, only today's Beis Av of this week's Mishmar would do the Avodah in the Beis of Mikdash. And we discuss this at more length in Yoma, not long ago, Maseches Yoma. In any case, Sukkah as well, actually. So we're saying here that I'll call Mishmar. Mishmar, says the Mishnah, Haya Ma'amad. There was also representatives B'Yushalayim in Jerusalem, Shel Kohanim, Shel Levim, V'Shel Yisraelim, not just of the Kohanim and Levim who are of this week's Mishmar, but also there were also non-Kohanim, non-Levim, just Yisraelim, who were included as part of the Ma'amad, and they would stand by if they lived in or near Yerushalayim and stand there and be present during the offering of the Tamidin. Since for the Kohanim and the Levim, it's those who weren't, the Kohanim who weren't on duty, meaning the ones who weren't of today's base, of those Mishmar members would stand by in the Ma'amad along with the Yisraelim and the Levim to be present, on the bringing of the Tamidin. Now, as it would happen, Higiyazman HaMishmar Lalos, when it was their time to go up of that Mishmar to go to Yerushalayim, so then Kohanim v'Levim, the Kohanim and Levim, all of them, all in Yerushalayim, they would all go to Jerusalem to do the Avodah, and as well as these Yisraelim who could, meaning if they lived in Yerushalayim or nearby, they would go as well to be physically present. V'Yisrael Shabaoso Mishmar, and the Yisraelim that were part of that Mishmar that didn't live sufficiently close, then just Wisconsin, Aran, they would stay in their local city, Bekorn, Bemas, Abracious, and they would read the Parsha of Maas Abracious, more on that a little bit, in the next Mishnayos. But the point is, Maas Abracious is the first section of the Chumash, talking about the creation of the world, and since the world's existence depends upon the Korbanos, or as famously, when Avram Avinu said, "Bama'eda, how will I know that the ki arishana, that my descendants will inherit the land?" And the Chazal say Hashem says they have korbanos, but he was concerned that what would happen when there's no more Beis HaMikdash, so how would they still continue on? So Hashem said, Tikanti Lehem, say their korbanos. They could, like, they have arranged, like, the arrangement in the section about korbanos and the Torah itself. Bezman shekarn behem lefanai, when they read from the parasha, mal ani aleihem, I will consider it as if ki ilu hikravtim lefanai, like they brought the offerings before me. Vani mochalhem al kol amonoseim, by reading the parashas of the korbanos, that's as if the Jews brought it when they can't bring it actually. So similarly, the Jews will, as you see, that the like we need the korbanos keep going and Matzah Bereshit depends upon it, and therefore the Jews who are part of the Mamad who can't go to Yerushalayim because live too far away will simply go to Shul. They will not only, as the Mishnah says explicitly, read the sections about Matzah Bereshit, the creation of the world, but also they will pray explicitly that the Korbanos should be accepted by Hashem. Those Yisraelim who live in Yerushalayim or nearby who can go to the Beis HaMikdash, they in fact will not just stand by and be physically present at the Shechita and the Zrika, the application of the blood, but then they will go to a local Beis Knesset, right, let's say on the Har Abayis, wherever it is, they'll pray Shacharis, say, Kriya Shema, Shemone Esrei, and then also, they'll also pray especially that the Korban should be accepted, as well as read from the Maaseh Bereishis as well. And then they would go back to the base, to the Azara, to be present for the actual burning of the fats and limbs of the Tamid, the Tamid Shashachor, and as well as Bein Harbai. According to Rashi, the entire Jewish people were divided into 12 groups, it seems. 24 groups, I should have said, I'm sorry. According to the Rambam, it seems it was specially selected Jews who were known to be especially befitting and appropriate as representatives. They were Ksher Min Yirei Chet, good Jews who were God-fearing and fearing sin. Those were the shluchei, those were the representatives for Kol Yisrael. At all events, David HaMelech and Shmuel made sure that in each and every one of the 24 ma'amados, the Yisraelim who were present, and represented all 12 of the shvatim, so that all of the parts of Kol Yisrael were represented at the time of the offering of the Tamid every day.